Hello, this is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience participate in this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am in this linear time flow is that just into the December 2019, that last month of the year. To me, every week I'm here mostly to connect to self and you and this co-creating oneness, and knowing that everything is happening here now. And at the same time, we are changing, being part of the universe, never be the same. And the air temperature changes, the weather nature changes. So as we are changing, and how we notice and navigate ourselves, our mind, feeling, emotion, and physical being to aligning the joy and pleasure and peace and fitting as one within us and co-creating oneness with joy, happy, bliss. That's what the journey on earth co-creating here now. Good to be reminded, because we have a system to forget. And reaching into the calendar year, the last month of the year. So today's focus I'd like to give is open up to receive your highest good. Stay tuned for this energy channeling, for this weekly check-in, deep breathing meditation, consciously to connect each part of us and co-creating oneness. Quickly, as a weekly check-in to know where you are, where I am, where we are at this present moment. And then the second segment, I like to provide the 3 minutes blind energy reading, intuitive reading. Today's pick is from Life Path. If you like to have a blind intuitive reading with me, I've been providing this for over 15 years. Please personal message me over Facebook or Twitter, June Universe, one word, June Universe. Assign one symbol and choose the category, the reading that you like to receive. Let's say it's a love life, or the life path, or the work, or relationship. And I'm going to use the 3 minutes here to pick your request symbol and then read the energy of the symbol and deliver the insight for that chosen category so that you can use the information practically for your better in your choices. That's what it matters. And then if it's not resonating, please do not take it, because I totally respect your choice and you are the most knowledgeable person about yourself, I suppose. So know that if that reading is not resonating, and then that will help you become more clear about what you are looking for, right? That then that you can use that reading as that purpose, getting clear what you are looking for. Either way, it will be fine. And thanking you for requesting, because you're giving us opportunity to connect as one energy. Because one of the quickest way for me to facilitate the energy of oneness is to provide in the reading. And all the listeners, thank you for sending a good energy. We are all dedicating, participating in this co-creation in the field of oneness. So all the listeners gonna send you a good thought to your intentional creation about your relationship, work, or whatever the life's experience. And then all the listeners, we also embody the feeling that we would like to experience using being part of this together oneness. So that might be boosting your intentional creation and feeling it would like to resonate. Maybe you want to feel more open, or maybe you want to feel loved, or maybe you want to feel hopeful, inspired, excited, so forth. So, and then that is something that we need one another to do and being part of togetherness. So I thank you for connecting and allowing us being in this oneness. All right, so let's start to this conscious breathing exercise, being current here now, with using an observer self to observe where you are, where your body is locating, and what your mind is thinking. Is that connecting your past or present or future? Or your physical senses are seeing, your eyes, your ears listening besides my voice, what you're hearing or smelling and tasting, and what about the body temperature? You know, so I would like you to check all this where you are in the feeding, including when we do the consciously breathing deeply from the nose. Let me count three slowly, and then all the energy around you, the good energy resonating to your breathing being, and taking into your lungs and stomach, and as if you have a balloon inside of your stomach, and push it out a little bit, and then just noticing the feeling with this new energy, entire body, and then let it out slowly from the mouth, along with no longer serving whatever the way of being, way of thinking, the event, people, memories, anything that no longer serving, but it served the purpose for us, for you, for me. And then so appreciate that, and then let that all out with the air. So we do this three times with eyes open, wide awake. This is kind of interesting. Most of the meditation encourage closing our eyes. But here, it just in case if you're driving, this is perfect. Eyes open, wide awake. Because I would like you to notice what your physical eyes capturing. What are they capturing, you know? So just observer, you want to observe what your eyes are seeing and nose are smelling and ears are hearing. I'm repeating the same thing, okay? Are we ready? So let's do that. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting three, one from nose, go, two, three, hold it, hold it, and slowly from the mouth. One more time, counting three, one from the nose, go, two, three, hold it, keep it, So the last one, when we intake in all the air energy that resonated, the feeling that you like to experience now together, choose one right now. And feel the energy with the feeling and embody that with your all senses. Then let that out slowly from the mouth, no longer resonating whatever to the new feeling. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining Conscious Breathing Exercise, Being Current Here Now. This is Juno Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. So today's focus here, I like to channel the energy from the universe, is open up to receive the highest good. So let's see that. Open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your arms, and open up your chest. And then breathe in as just we did, to being part of the universe, reminding ourselves, individual, physical, presence, local being. Allow that connection. Open to the universal flow, that abundance of energy all around us. It's up to our choice, consciousness of consciously, to choose which to come in and digest and taking in and then holding in or letting go. So imagine as you are the creator of being part of this universe, feet on the earth, connected by gravity, and just flow in the sunshining energy from the top of your head and then from the nose and eyes. Every sensors you can have on your physical beingness, in taking the wonderful, beautiful part that you notice around you in the universe, it's all yours. You can take it because your name's on it. So just be open and free to allow that come into you and notice which is non-resonating, what you would like to experience. That is the joy and happy and peace and calmness and expansion and excitement and passion to create and co-create. So what is around you that energetically allow the universe to deliver to you once you open up to receive? And then it's here now. It's yours. It's ours. It's all available when we open up, when you open up to receive. This is June Universe. Stay tuned for the next segment for Intuitive 3 Minutes Blind Energy Reading Quickies. See you there. Bye. Thank you. Welcome back. Whew, that was a great energy. Isn't it nice to be reminded that we are part of the universe and abundant of energy? And then of course the universe is changing, so as everything else, and never be the same. So being open and choose to what we would like to experience instead of holding back, holding on to what we are created or what we had in the past, because that's impossible. It's never be the same. Even if you want to keep it as the same, it's impossible. Everything else is changing, so as everything else, including ourselves. So today's focus I'd like to give was that open up to receive the highest good. Intuitive reading I would pick for this week to deliver the insights from life path. Let me check and set the timer for 3 minutes. And all of you listeners, please choose the feeling, as you already did. That's wonderful to experience using our together moments here while I'm delivering the insight for this energy reading requester. And then send a good thought to the requesters if they are experiencing in a perfect way. So then we connect in this field of oneness. And then when you send it out, your good thought, and then that thought is being in the universal energy return system and then coming back to you to help you embody your chosen feeling. So how important you have your intention to join, connect, even if you're just listening, and then just a thought, you know, sending a good thought to the listener, and then embody the feeling that you like to have being part of together energetic field. So be useful for yourself and then also for others, because I know that it really creates the difference, and I am so grateful for having you to co-create this energy, because I cannot do that by myself, obviously. All right, so here is today's request from Life Path. The first one, the symbol is lavender. Lavender, here is 3 minutes, lavender. Okay, I'm having a sense that something very intellectual about this particular lavender things is what you are doing will open up the path with the word. Seems like the power of the word is really focused and holding the key for this situation on this path. And then I have a book out of what you are doing and creating about this particular topic of this lavender. I'm having a sense that this the energy of the circle in a spiritual way is creative energy combined with it. Some kind of art expression is useful and then good to combine with that. I feel a very open-minded, casual, outdoor, green field, afternoon tea time-ish openness and casual instead of like a formal dinner type of situation. And then I see you enjoying by yourself and then also being open to invite friends or some others like-minded spirit to join you to enjoy discussing about what you are sharing about this lavender matter. I have a sense that it's a nice feminine feel with the cosmic energy, which really open and to encourage everyone to use their intellectual creativity and express and share in a mature way, and providing a safe space that to openly discuss and enjoy self and company one another in a very authentic, organic way. I feel that sun comes in during this end of this year. So something that sooner than you expected to be happen is here when you keep it going with expressing open and talk to the people about what you've been doing and you are ready. I'm sending lots of love and energy for you are wrapping up this stage for the new level. Good luck. This is love in the category of life path. That's a great energy. All right, the next one is the candle. Candle. Okay, I'm having the sense that this candle, mata, something related to the root chakra, in the sense of grounding, in the sense of safety, and in the sense of a community, and feeling, being safe, and being trusted and trust about your own ability, and something that is holding, resisting to next go to the next step using own ability, because there isn't some doubt about your self-esteem, like the something got injured for a long time that to was trusted, and then the experience created a doubt about your own knowing. So then that will create some unsureness and feeling being insecure about that. That's been seems to be the trend of this year on this particular candle situation. And I'm having a sense that the cloud is becoming clear, and the sun is showing the guidance. However, you may be encouraged to really sure the footstep for the next step as a sure, countable, reliable by yourself, no matter what other people are saying, that something reliable to you to create and build towards this candle situation is very crucial at this stage until the March. I'm sensing the March next year. The flow is going to be changing around the springtime next year. You will feel more confident about what you can create based on that building that you give yourself permission to do that. So just reminding yourself that the past is the past and you already experienced it, and then the future doesn't need to be equal to what you've been noted and judged as the way that you are currently holding the energy. Burn the candle to melt away so that along these worries and anxiety will melt away, and then calming down, clarity alive for the next step. Good luck. This is the candle category of life path. I'm sending lots of love and energy for your trusting yourself. Thank you for your request. The next one is the apple. Apple, life path, apple. I'm getting the sense that this This Apple situation particularly is coming to the self-esteem that it's very generous and trustworthy to your availability, and I feel that you worked so hard on rebooting that self-esteem, and I got the very nice amount and loving energy around that work you already created. And job well done. And this is going to be enough to support the what you would like to pull in as an apple. I'm having a sense that this particular topic is relating to money, and I feel like expecting money is connecting directly to what you are doing or thinking or building. However, I have a sense that that is that, and then the money is coming from a different area, in the sense of like a corner of your eyes, and then it comes in and was like, oh, really? Is this what the opportunity was? I thought there was a this, and then was building this and so hard in doing that, you know? So it's kind of like being manipulated, but in order to have that unexpected happy, it's also rooting to grow money as it's supposed to be. You kind of forgot about it. It's already being part of you. And then you emphasizes on this particular Apple situation as the money related, but that is quite different. But this needed to happen and worked on it in order to have the abundant of money generating part of your creation, which is separated, which is different area, different topic from what you are focusing at this point. But it's happening. So and generally that you're on the right path, and then I am sensing that blue sky, go ahead, you own your femininity and speak out clear. Your minds are so clear and authentic, natural. And then I would say the next month, which is the next year, the January, would be a perfect way to reset and get going with this open that abundance of money coming in from this particular focus. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and energy to your success. Thanks for your request. Ooh, that's a very good energy. So the short, but I want to give a quick read. The last one is heal. Heal. Okay, heal. I'm getting the sense that something about the ocean, near ocean, and perhaps the lake in between the hills, the green meadows all around, and the morning calm is coming up. I'm getting the sense that you are right now at the spiritual detoxing stage to resetting, which really needed that I feel you've been taking this type of resetting periodically, but for not the last several years. So this is a perfect opportunity. Use it as is, given by the universe as the gift. I'm getting a sense that something about creative that you already knew as wisdom is enough to support you. So be confident about, but no need to be snobbish about, the humbleness, a new way to balancing that, using these wisdoms and knowledge and skills for someone with using your ability to empathic and be in that person's shoes and share that with them. As long as you remember the way to deliver your knowledge from that point of view, instead of sitting in front of them, more of to sit right next to them and talk about it would be a true game changer of you and the other person. That is something you needed to learn using this year, and it's now due for that. So be reminded that you are on the right path, and then review what you gained and learned in many levels, like intellectually, new skills, knowledge, and the heart of the matter, and the sense how you're going to respond to what you like to express or disconnect with respect and unconditional love. All is now ready to wrap up as in a new package to re-enter into the reality that you've been embodying for so long time, ready to start next year before February. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and energy to your creation. This is Heal category of Life Path. You can also request your personal intuitive reading, blind reading, by sending me a private message over Facebook or Twitter at June Universe. And you can mask your all the personal information. I would like you to keep your personal story and details about what's happening and all that. But I would like you to choose one symbol, represent that what you are curious about in your life. Not someone else's life, but yours. In love life or life path, career, work, anything. So then send me that message. So I'm going to pick your request and use it 3 minutes at this Ninja Intuitive and deliver the message, and we all send a greater energy and co-create oneness for all of our intentional creation here. So at this closing, let us take a long deep breath from the nose and then let it out. Embodying the feeling you chose for today. Do you remember the feeling you chose for today? Good. So let us embody and inhaling together, taking long deep breath from the nose. One now. And let it out slowly into the co-creating energy of oneness together here now. Thank you for joining and co-creating. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.